I know. My bad. For everyone listening, I'm sorry. I didn't upload the podcast in time. I didn't record an episode, obviously. Hence, why I'm recording right now. That's my bad. So, to the people that listen, sorry. I obviously, there's no like, oh, what? No, nothing happened. Just the person who runs this show, me, did not something his time correctly for the week. I didn't organize my time. I fucked up. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm like, oh fuck. Like, I was literally like, just record something on your phone. I wasn't going to be able to get back to my place. So I was like, record something on your phone. And then I'm like, but wait, how would I then make a YouTube version? And I was just flustered and I'm literally like, as soon as I'm done recording this, it will be uploaded. So whatever time this uploads and you like, whatever the upload time was, this was recorded like an hour before. So I'm about to sneeze. I'm going to die. Oh my God. Do I sneeze? Do I pause it? Sorry. And apparently I have no internet access too that I'm looking at. Disconnect. It's a thing. Windows doing that thing where it's like the hollow globe, like the longitude and latitude. Yeah, no, it's available. I have internet. I know, connect automatically. What year is this? I mean, what are we doing? Oh, now it's okay. There you go. So yeah, my bad. To the people listening. Hey, how's it going? I am currently on week. Okay, so I'm on week 6 of my originally was going to be an 8-week bulk. However, I'm doing 9 weeks because last week I was really sick. And why did I say it like that? I was sick. I was really sick, man. I was strong. I had a fever. No, I was sick. I didn't have lupus or I was sick. So I didn't go to the gym that whole week. I was just like, I just don't feel myself. And most of the days I wasn't tracking my calories. I was still like eating like a fucking gobbo. I was just filling my gullet with food, but I wasn't really tracking. I was just like, fucking just keep eating. If I'm hungry, keep eating. If I'm doing nothing, keep eating. I'm bulking. I need to eat. I need calories. I need protein, blah, blah, blah. However, it was just kind of like a dead week. I think I gained roughly, you know, it's based on how I've been tracking. I gained 0.4 pounds that week. However, I was like, this is a dead week. Cause I didn't work out. So I wasn't like doing anything for my muscles. So now it's a 9-week bulk. So after this week, I think I have 3 more. Because that's the thing that sucks is it was all going to end perfectly because of the leap day, the leap year. I was literally going to end the bulk the last day of March, which is a Sunday. And then 4 weeks do a cut in April and it would have been done. But no, now it's going to go into May. It's like fucking lame. So yeah. Okay. After this week, I have, let's see, 1, 2. Yeah. And then 3. And then the first week of April will be so I have 3.5 weeks left of this bulk. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I started at 179. What was it? It's all on my fucking dry erase board calendar. I think it was 179.2, and I believe I'm at 185.2. So I started this February 5.5 weeks, a pound, you know, over. I'm gaining like a pound a week, which is fine. I wish I was gaining a little more. I kind of, you know, I'm hoping to get to 190, that'll be cool. You shouldn't check what's on the scale, man. It's not a little bit. Shut the fuck up, YouTube. So it would be nice to get around 190. However, I am happy with how I feel and look. My two main things are my lats are not, they're just not as strong as I want them to be. When I do pull-ups, I should, like, at this point, I really should be adding weight to my pull-ups. However, I'm doing fucking, once I get to my third set of body weight, like pull up number 5 is already getting hard. And it's like, this isn't like, fuck, you know what I mean? However, you know, I'm not, listen, because of the spinal stuff I've been through, I'm not doing squats. I'm not doing deadlifts. Oh, yeah, but you actually can. No, I'm not. I don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't want to hear you. Don't want to listen to you. Because guess what? Physical therapists fuck up all the time. Doctors fuck up all the time. You think you from YouTube doesn't fuck up all the time? Fuck you. I don't have to hear you. I don't have to hear you. So I want to increase my strength of my lat. The size of my lats, I actually don't mind. I don't mind that. They're not, they're not insanely wide. I'm not going to look like a fucking yoked up. However, I'm actually comfortable with how they look. I just wish they were stronger. And overall, my strength for pull-ups was stronger. So all the other muscles that go towards that. And then the other thing, and this is, this one is a vanity thing, and it's always been a vanity thing. I just want those fucking wide-ass shoulders, man. So I just got to really target my lateral delts more so. And, I mean, I have been, so it is what it is. Overall, though, yeah, that's one thing that's going on with me. I am, again, 5.5 weeks done with my bulk, and then I have 3.5 weeks left because now it's 9 weeks. And, yeah, I'm up to 3,100 calories a day. And I'll probably go to 3,200, if not the start of next week, maybe midway through. Don't know. We'll see. And then I'll cut for, I'm only going to cut for like 4 weeks. I used to cut for like the same amount as I would bulk, but dude, I lose weight so easily. Two things with me. One, I can just go like a day without eating. I can go a whole day or just be like, I eat a bag of like fucking Cheez-Its and that's it. I'm done. Like I really could. And two, when I'm in an upset mood or just in a funk, like my mind's not there, I'm the opposite of a fat girl. I don't like shovel food in my, I can't eat. I literally like just lose focus and the drive to eat. I'm just not hungry. So losing weight has always been easy. It's the gaining weight and of course gaining muscle which has been hard. So I'm only going to cut for 4 weeks, and then I think I even told Jem this. I said this on a previous episode. I'm gonna do a. You know what's funny? They've been calling it this water fast, or no, I'm sorry, water detox. People have been calling it a water detox. Is it water detox? I don't know what the fuck they're calling it. I think it's water detox. People have been calling it where you just drink water for a certain amount of time, which I'm gonna do for 3 days. However, I was listening to Bill Burr. I was listening to a previous episode of his podcast the other day, which I just haven't, I don't do anymore. But I just so happened to listen to this because I was on Apple Podcast and he goes, oh yeah, you know, I'm doing one of my 3 day fast where he's literally just fasting for 3 days. And I'm like, yeah, why the fuck are people renaming what a fast is? I'm doing a detox. It's like, no, you're not eating. Just say you're not eating for 3 days. Like what the fuck? Why? Dude, when I first heard water detox, I thought, or whatever the water thing is that I heard a few weeks back, I thought it meant like people weren't drinking water for like 3 days or for 7 days. And I'm like, that's how are you alive for 7 days of not drinking water? And then when I heard it's, oh no, you're doing the opposite of what I thought. Then when I heard what Bill Burr said, I'm like, yeah, why just call it a fucking fast? Why are people not calling it a fast? That's what it is. Ramadan's literally going on right now. Most people are doing that fucking shit. I understand that, you know, they eat when the sun goes down. However, stop acting like you're reinventing the wheel. You're not. I mean, Jesus Christ, hunger strikes exist. My God. But yeah, I'm going to do that. I've been planning on doing it after the cut. And at first I was like, I was iffy. I was like, do I do it after the cut? Do I do it after the bulk? Do I do it midway through the cut? Like, when's the best time to really do this? Because my main fear was I do my cut and then I'm not going to have I'm not going to have the body fat percentage I have now or at the end of my bulk. So then if I do this fast, how much muscle will I be eating away at? And then I realized, I'm like, well, I'm only doing a 4 week cut. So I'm not going to go to this like ideal 10, 12% body fat percentage. I'll probably be roughly 15%. I'm not going to be some fucking, you know, my abs will show a little bit, but I'm not going to be insane. Like, oh my God, this guy's his skin's like cellophane wrapped around. No. So then it's like, all right, then it actually makes sense to then do this 3 day fast. Cause then I'll probably then maybe get down to roughly 12%. Who knows? I don't know what the numbers there will be. And also at that point, I'll forget about the scale. However, I'll feel really healthy finally in a long time. So that'd be nice. So yeah, I'm going to do that. So that whole when will that process end? Let's see. So then April 7th. No. April 7th will be the end of my bulk. And then 1, 2, 3. May 5th. And then, do I have anything? Oh, jeez. May 8th. I saw something on my calendar that made me sad. May 8th will be the last day of my my 3-day water fast. And then May 9th, I'll start eating again. Yeah. So yeah, that's that. Just to get this out of my fucking head, because I saw on when I was looking through my calendar, one of the days was a birthday. I saw on my iPhone calendar, and it's someone who passed away recently. So that's why I was just like, oh jeez, when I saw that. That's what's going on with me. Bulk cut, water, or fucking water detox, or I'm fasting for 3 days. And yeah, my bad again, guys, for not uploading this thing. It's weird because like this show has never, I say it, your ad block has been updated. Suck. I don't care. Does it, first off, I'm pretty sure I see ads on, wait, am I not seeing ads on porn? No, I do see ads on porn. Ugly women are willing to fuck. Are you willing to fuck? Oh, yeah. Older women want to fuck you right now in your local town. Are you willing? It's like, well, I still get those ads. Like, what are you talking about, you little? Oh, wait. Actually, no, I get those on my phone. I don't really watch porn on my computer. Who watches porn on their laptop? Very rarely. Very, very rarely. Times are changing. What was I talking about? I was talking about the show. The show, it's funny because like in essence, like the show, like hasn't been like it, verbally, it's never been a priority. However, I mean, I still do it almost every single like week. When I say do it, I upload an episode every week. Sometimes I have banked episodes. So yeah, it's kind of weird because it's been going on for over 2 years. So, like, actions speak louder than words, so it has been I shouldn't say priority, but it's been consistently, like, something I do. However, it's just, like, as my life is going forward, as my life goes on, other things have come into my life that I've been doing more so, or just have never done before and am doing now. So, obviously, time. You only have 24 hours in a day. And I only have 24 hours in a day. However, I still want to keep doing this fucking thing. So I'm going to adjust my time to make sure I really don't fuck up like that again and not upload it. Also, I have 3 notifications on the YouTube channel. It's 3 comments, both are 2 on, one is on the Flat Earth video, and the other 2 are on the other Flat Earth video, and it's all by the same person. I have a bad feeling about all 3 of these comments. I will read them. I will read the comments. Let's see. The sad thing is, all right, this is from the Knowing Earth episode, and I got the sniffles. I think I'm still like breaking up from being sick. All right. The sad thing is that you're not as dumb as you act. Oh, thank you. You got a quick brain. Quick is a, I like that. It's like, yeah, very quick. AKA I forget stuff fast. You just weren't trying to understand. That is not true. Maybe it is. And then the same guy, 2 comments on the next time I talked to Dave, which by the way, I thought was a better episode because the last 10 minutes of the first episode, we were just arguing. You are a funny dude, but you are willfully ignorant. You know what? I will take all of that. Because there's a compliment in there, so I thank you for that. And then he goes, or she, who knows? He's giving you 2 hours of his time now, and $3 is too much. Oh, fuck you too, fuck. I don't care if a homeless guy blows me. I know exactly what that comment's for. Yes, $3 is too much. I know exactly what that comment is for. I'm replying to all three. But before if anyone, I don't even care. I take back I'm fuming. My head is to the moon. Are you kidding me? Oh, I gotta crack my back. I actually... Oh God, I just stretched. I'm pacing. My foot fell asleep and now I changed positions because I was so mad and now I'm getting pins and needles in my foot. And you motherfucker. I hope he listens to this episode. I really hope he listens to this episode. I'm so mad. Oh my God, I'm late and I'm dealing with this. All right, so what this person is referring to when he goes, he's giving you 2 hours of his time now and $3 is too much. So on both of these episodes, the guest I had was Flat Earth Dave, which by the way, I would love to have again. I would love to have him with Jem on because he is by far one of my favorite people to talk to when I had when I just had, you know, regular like new guests every episode in the beginning of the show, you know, the first like several dozen episodes, it was great. It was really great. And he was awesome. I do love him a lot. And I actually want to talk to him again because it's fun as fuck picking his brain. God forbid you try to get a word in, it's hard. But it's hard as fuck. However, it's always going to be harder when like people aren't in the same like studio, because then you don't get those like body language, facial cues of like you're about to talk or like, hey, so like it is harder. He probably most likely is someone who talks a lot. However, it's also hard when you're not in the same studio, or especially if you're not like looking at each other's faces. With that being said, Flat Earth Dave was on two episodes, an hour each. And he has an app, apparently. I don't know if he still has it. An app that I'm guessing costs $3. Because now that I remember, it was probably $3. He's saying in the comments, $3. We're going to go $3. And it's an app to, like, I don't even know. I think to, like, look at the, like, stars. And I'm probably wrong. My man, I don't care. Yes. Yes, $3 is too much. I have never... Ever. I've had iPhones, I've had iPod touches for a decade now, plus. A decade plus. I have never, ever in my entire life paid for an app. In my entire life, I have never paid for an app. Every single app I've downloaded from the App Store has been free. I've never paid 99 cents. I've never paid $1.99, $2.99, $3. I've never paid for a fucking app. I never will pay for a fucking app on the Apple App Store. Yeah, $3 is a fucking lot, and not in a trillion years am I paying for it. I can't even imagine paying for it. And by the way, we all do respect to Mr. Flat Earth Dave here. We all do, or Dearth, or what. I've been skipping paying for apps for 10 plus years on the Apple App Store. The litany, the infinite amount of apps there. And the one app you want me to shell out money for is Flat Earth Dave. That's the app. Why I ought. I'm commenting on all three of these. All right, hold on. Let's see. The first one, all right, the sad thing is that you're not as dumb as you act. You got a quick brain. You just weren't trying to understand. Understandable. understand. I mean, it's fair. What was the second one? You're a funny dude, but you're willfully ignorant. Not going to lie. This might be the nicest comment someone has left me. This one, which again, he's giving you 2 hours of his time now and $3 is too much. Yes. 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 By a huge margin, $3 is too much. Sir, please listen to episode number 114 when it's available. I don't know how to spell available. I always fuck up with that. I always availed. Even Google's like, dude, we don't know. Available. Wait, did I spell it right? Get the fuck it. No, that's not how you spell available, is it? Please listen to episode 114 when it's out. I will out because this made the show. LOL. I hope he doesn't. If he does listen, I hope he doesn't think like, oh man, like this fucking guy. Like, no. Like, I liked all three of these guys. Like, all three of these comments are awesome. I'm happy when anyone fucking listens. But like, so I'm. It's tongue in cheek to a degree. But three, you're out of your fucking mind. Like $3, dude. It stinks because there's probably a good chance he doesn't listen to other episodes. Bro, I don't even like tip anymore outside of a bar and restaurant. I don't even fucking tip anymore. I'm not spending three. I'm not shelling out $3. Yes, 2 hours, way too much. To be fair, that actually probably is why Dave doesn't come on here. There's like no point for him to come on the show. Like, I'm not shelling out $3. His show has gotten me people to listen. Not in a million years has anyone on my show probably have gotten to him going, hey man, I saw you on Monday Morning Dollar. I just had to stop in. yeah. But thank you for those comments. Dude, comments are fun. Dude, do you understand? Like the dopamine hit people still get, that I still get when I see that little bell notification and there's like a red dot with some numbers there. I fucking love that shit. Hell yeah. With that being said, sir, I am dumb. You know what the scary part about me is that is happening? I'm starting to get lazy. And like, I've always been lazy, but now I'm starting to like, there's stuff that I want to learn and do, and then I go, I don't really want to do that. So, meh. Yeah, I'm like willfully don't give a fuck anymore. And that's not good. Because then it's like, all right, well, now you're dumb and you don't have knowledge. Do you even exist? Do you even have a pulse? I'm starting to think I don't. Small amount of pulse here. Oh shit, did I say episode 114? Yeah, this is 114. Alright. I'm gonna name it I'm late, man. What else is going on? What else has transpired within the last week and a half of my life? Nothing really new. Let's see, me and my girl are I feel as if we're in a weird spot. I think it's because she doesn't know exactly where this is going. However, I think she wants this to work. And I want it to work too. However, we're both like in like a standstill. It's almost as if we're both waiting for the shooter. Like, we're both waiting for bad news to happen. Which, that says more about, like, why, there has to be a reason for that. There has to be, like, a self-esteem or something about that, like, when you're just waiting for bad news to happen. And I think we're at that stage right now, and that really shouldn't be, because we both like each other a lot. We both love each other a lot, and we care about one another, and she's a rock star. She does everything great, and I'm obviously awesome, so yeah, maybe it's me. So maybe at the end of the day, it's probably me who's fucking up any like entity of this being a fulfilling relationship. So, but however, nothing bad has really happened. It's just you know what? It might just be me. It really might be. So we'll see. With that being said, She's fucking the best, dude. I tell her all the time. I was like, dude, when people ask me about you, I really don't have anything bad to say. You don't do anything. She doesn't do anything wrong. She doesn't do shit wrong, man. It's fucking crazy. Like, I'm trying to think, like, personality, it's awesome. This is a compliment. She's not a cunt. So that's great. But she's also not like a pushover. Like, she has her own opinions and personality, and she has like her own fight, you know? Like, I don't want a fucking mushy ass steak. I want something that is actually cooked to a little degree and has some fucking fight to it. And she has that. So her personality is awesome. Her spiritually, I don't, you know, whatever that gay shit is. Yeah, she's cool. Let's see, mentally, yeah, she's there. And then, physically, her body's fucking amazing. And she's trying to get it, she's trying to look better. And I told her, I was like, dude, I don't even know. Like, if I'm probably not going to be able to last in bed with you if you look better. Her body's fucking sick. So, she's tops. She's tops. It's probably me who's fucking, like, has to get his head on straight. Because... I just moved around my icons on my computer just because they've been the same for so long. I know this is an ADHD moment, this transition. However, this is crazy to me to think this. Whoa, this actually just blew my mind for a second. This is a weird feeling. All right, now I'm getting a weird feeling. I used to, when I was younger and had a desktop computer, when I was a little bit older and had, you know, had my laptops, then when I was even a little bit more older and I built another desktop computer, from those years and then, you know, from then, you know, that desktop I built and all the years prior to being on a computer, like, I used to spend so much time on the computer, tons of icons and folders and saving stuff and websites and games and all, Jesus, man. And just like the music I downloaded, fucking AIM and LimeWire and all the, it's just, and now it's like, outside of this podcast, I rarely use my computer. I use it for like work things every now and then, and sometimes if I have to go, I do use it. However, it's all my phone, and for entertainment purposes, it's all the smart TV. That's so weird, man. That's a weird one. That one hit home just now. That was interesting. I don't know about you guys, but the times I would spend on the computer and just playing games and playing multiplayer games and playing, being in chat rooms like with people who were, you know, on the same team as me, and we're just like, all right, we're gonna go here and we're gonna do this, and I was like, oh, we gotta go here and shoot the you know, we gotta go there and throw the grenade there, and dude, oh my god, that's, dude, all the music I would download on LimeWire, and then like all the fucking copying links to YouTube-mp3.org. I think that was the website where you could copy a YouTube link to that site, and it would convert it, the audio, into an MP3. So then you'd have an MP3 version of that song. That was awesome. That fucking site was a game changer. That was great, man. That, wow, memory lane. Oh shit. That's cool stuff right there, man. That's awesome. I will end this episode with this. I don't know about you, but I think it's funny because people have been saying this for years now. It's just the whole, like, people saying like podcasts, like people are flooding the market with them and everything. I'll say this. It's kind of like diners or bagel shops in New Jersey. There's a lot of shitty... What the fuck? Oh, shit. I already did this. There's a lot of shitty... Oh, shit. There's a lot of shitty ones, but you just got to, like... You got to go through the weeds. You'll find the good ones. There's still good ones. And here's the thing. At the end of the day, a podcast, it's just... It is a means to obtain... A podcast is a podcast. That is the thing. But the entertainment on the podcast, that's why you're there. So at the end of the day, there's going to be people to entertain people. entertainment is key. Entertainment will always be something that is recession proof. People want to be entertained. There are 24 hours in a day. A lot of those hours, you're basically not doing much and you want to be entertained. You want to like have your eyes open, your ears listening. You just want to have that pulse of being alive. So as long as there are people being born, there's going to be entertaining people being born and they're going to showcase their entertainment, and podcasts are just one of the many platforms to showcase it. So until entertainment dies, most likely people are going to listen to podcasts. However, with that being said, there's always a chance something like goes extinct, you know, radio died off a lot. However, podcasts are just radio. It's not really, it's the same thing. It's just, you went from like needing a tower to broadcast yourself to streaming. I mean, that's really it. The whole like podcasts or the market's flooded and all that. It's like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like at the end of the day, your drop of water is not going inside of a glass. Now it's going inside of an ocean. However, if that drop of water is entertaining enough, yeah, people will flock to it. Simple as that. All right, this episode's over. And I will see you literally in a few days because I was late and I fucked up.